Sacramento Police to Unit 99. Are you in the clear?
Unit 99 to KMA 907. Unit 99, Sergeant Guthrie, 909. In service and on the air. This is Sergeant Bruce Guthrie of Unit 99 at Headquarters, Police Department, City of Sacramento, California. My detail is to ride in Unit 99, our tape recorder-equipped radio car, and to respond whenever the dispatcher transmits a signal to one of our other units on duty somewhere in the city. At the scene, we make the recordings which we provide for this program. Now, to tell you more about Unit 99, here's our chief, James V. Hicks, Sacramento Police.
We have provided Unit 99 of the Sacramento Police Department the tape recorder it carries and the officer in charge, Sergeant Guthrie, so that you, who depend on your police for protection, can hear them in action, on duty. And what you hear on this radio program is real, no question about it. The suspects are real. The victims are real. Bear this in mind as you hear these cases. Now to Unit 99 and Sergeant Bruce Guthrie on duty.
What is your location, 99?
99 is riding with Unit 7, one of the residential patrol cars. This car is operated by Officers Yates and Cayetti. Officer Cayetti, what is your primary duty as a squad car officer?
The protection of life and property, the prevention of crime, preservation of the public peace, and to answer all emergency calls that arise within our...
Notice as we cruise down the street here, you're using a spotlight. What's the purpose of that, Cayetti?
Well, with a spotlight, we can see into all buildings. We check the doors and the windows from the car. Sometimes we, if it looks as if it has been tampered, we will get out and shake the doors and check all the windows. That's to see if there's anybody in the building or whether they have been tampered with.
It's also to protect the business people if they forget to lock their doors. Don't you find them open occasionally?
Yes, once in a while we do find doors open. The people just push them shut and they neglect to make sure that the latch has caught. And consequently, the wind will push them open. The door will be standing wide open long after they've left the business.
Officer Yates, a while ago you got a call, a suspicious car out a little ways off of our street. What occurred out there?
Well, we cruised in on the car and found a 19-year-old and also a 16-year-old in the car, male and female. They stated they were out there to have a talk. And no, they didn't live right in the immediate area. They were a few blocks from home. Therefore, we sent them on their way.
Ordinarily, when you check out cars like that, you go a little further, though, don't you?
Well, usually, if there's any suspicion in our mind, we will check the car completely and also take the person down and check them with the B of I.
Officer Yates, there's a car that just pulled around the back of the service station over there.
We'll wheel back and check it.
Imagine you find a lot of these cars parked around behind buildings. Do you ever find anything real good in them?
Well, last night, we found a car parked alongside of a restaurant, and we stopped the occupant and talked to him, and we found a gun underneath the front seat of the automobile. We took him down, checked him out, and he proved to be all right.
I understand that that turned out to be kind of interesting. The man was a little bit irate when you stopped him and questioned him, isn't that right?
Yes, he was. And he sings that he had a political science class some time ago, and the professor was telling him how he tied the police up in Berkeley up in knots, and he tried to pull the same thing here, but I don't think he was quite as sharp as the professor of California.
What was the final outcome on that? You say the man had a gun in the car. You didn't book him, though, huh?
No, we did not. He took the gun several years ago as security and threw it underneath the seat of the car, and the gun was never claimed by the rightful owner, and he'd forgotten all about it. So we checked the gun through the CII for possible registration of it, and also his name, and being there was nothing on it, and we turned him loose and kept the gun.
Officer Yates, I see you checked that car. What happened there?
The car was gone as we entered the station.
Apparently somebody just drove around behind as we went by him.
Oh, that's the way it looks.
You seem to be heading over towards a liquor store here. Is there some particular reason for it?
He has been the scene of recent holdups in the past few years. I think they've had around 8 or 9 in the past 2.5 years.
How many?
About 8 or 9, I believe it is.
Out of those 8 or 9, I think you've caught most of them, haven't you?
I believe 7 have been cleared through arrests.
Well, the car's driving up onto the sidewalk now, right in front of the liquor store. Coyote's flashing the light in on the man that's working there. Make sure that everything is all right. Man doesn't answer the signal. Oh, there he is. He just waved from the back.
Okay.
We're cruising down a residential street. The driver of the car, Yates, has his lights off. Why are you driving with your lights off, Yates?
We've had a complaint from citizens here in the area that there has been a prowler working the area in and around these houses. We have a description of the man, and he's a possible narcotic suspect.
Have you ever jumped him out here?
No, we haven't had the luck of finding him as yet, but we do receive calls at intervals.
You do very much cruising like this with your lights off and very quietly as you're doing now.
Well, possibly about half of our cruising is with the lights off in a residential area, looking for house burglars, suspicious people on the street.
Coyote, maybe you can tell us why you cruise with your lights off. Is there some particular reason for it?
Well, with the lights off, if somebody is down the street, they can't see your approach, and if you're traveling rather slowly, they can't hear you. Or also, if they're between two houses, they cannot see you or hear you, and you can be upon them before they realize it without giving them no chance of escape.
Well, in other words, when you're driving down the street with your lights on and there's somebody wandering around in the neighborhood, if he sees the lights, he'll duck down behind something. Is that right?
It's quite possible. That's generally what does happen. We've had prowlers out here working before, and it seems that lights out, slow moving is the only way that we can accomplish anything.
Just passing a bar, what'd you say, Yates?
The club here on 33rd Street, there's a car parked on a side street with the park lights on and the right door open.
What does that usually indicate?
It's a possible stick-up or burglary or any other crime.
Okay, go ahead and check the car. The officers are checking the car. There's no occupants in it. One of the officers is walking over to check the bar to make sure that everything is all right inside. Doesn't seem to be any unusual activity. What'd you find when you went in the bar there, Coyote?
Well, I went in and everything seemed to be all right. There was quite a group in there. I inquired around as to who the car might have belonged to, and it seemed to belong to one person that had just stopped in to visit another friend and kind of forgot all about his car being out there and sat down and had a couple of drinks.
Car is going around behind the building, checking the back doors. As they drive down the back of it, they check the windows with their lights. I noticed that you didn't get out of the car this time, Yates. How come?
Oh, that's the only one door in the back of the building here, and we can drive right to the door. And the officer on the right side can check the door from the seat of the car.
Makes it kind of convenient, doesn't it?
They're not all that way. Lots of times we're in and out of this car. Sometimes 25, 30 times a night.
Checking the backs of the buildings and doors around where you can't see them, huh?
Yes, that's one of the main phases of our job out here. To check all these doors and windows each night as many times as we can through the evening.
Going around behind another building here, down an alley, part of an industrial area, big lumber company. Shining the light on the back of the building.
Hold it, Dick. There's a window open there.
Check, Mel.
Officers have spread out, one of them going to one side of the building, the other one checking the back door. The window standing wide open. What's it look like, Eddie?
Well, it doesn't look like anything's been disturbed. Apparently, the owner of the building had just left it open. The dust on the windowsill has not been disturbed, and there's a Venetian blind behind it, and it doesn't look like it's been tampered with.
The officers are getting ready to climb in the window to check the building. Yates went inside and opened the door. We're inside now checking it out. It's an office. Doesn't seem to be anything disturbed. Anything in that closet back there, Yates?
They have a small safe.
It's been tampered with?
No, the safe looks in good shape.
Found anything up here, Craddy?
No, everything seems all right. Nothing has been disturbed. All the desk drawers are in place. No papers littered on the floor.
Well, you'll contact the owner now and have him come down and lock up the building, hmm?
Yes, sir, we will.
Okay. Officer Coyote is calling the owner on the phone.
Hello? How you do, sir? This is Officer Coyote of the Sacramento Police Department. And we found your building open this evening, the front window. We entered the building, and nothing seemed to be disturbed. Would you like to come down and check it out further, or is there anything you'd like us to do for you? All right, sir, then we'll lock the building up. Everything seems to be in order. And we'll leave our names and our badge numbers here, and if you want to contact us further, okay. Thank you very much, sir.
Unit 5 just got a call over by the WP tracks on Centerville Road. We have a man in the building. Unit 7's going to cover. Is that the usual procedure in these cases?
Yes, it is. When they have a man in the building or anything of very much importance, cars in the immediate vicinity or nearby neighboring districts will cover in order to help.
Usually the covering car is the one that picks up the culprits, particularly in 9-10 calls, isn't that right?
Yes, it generally is. Being the car that gets a call goes to the house, and quite often the prowler has left the house at the time. The covering car generally runs right into him as he's leaving. Several nights ago, we got a call similar to that, and we covered the house, and car 6, the car north of us, checked the surrounding area, and they picked a man up about a half a block from the residence while we were talking to the occupant of the house.
The officers are inside the building. We have been all the way around the building. The deputy sheriff, traffic cars. They have the man in custody. We haven't been able to get the front door open yet. Hello. What's going, Pete?
Oh, not much. Just got one man. I think there's another man in the building.
Do you have the place completely surrounded?
Yeah.
How did he get in, do you know?
Not yet. We don't know.
He said he went through the front door when I had him covered.
Oh?
He must have had a key because this is tight.
Yeah, I see the officers are going towards the back of the building. There must be some way of getting out. Well, let's go around the side here and see what we can find out. There's a broken window. The officers are looking up on the roof. Hello, Mac. I understand there's another man in there besides the one they've got in custody. Is that right?
I thought I heard something on the roof there, Mac.
Hello, Hannigan.
Evening, Sergeant.
What do you got here?
Evidently, it's an attempt burglary. We found one fellow inside the building.
You see, you're shining your light up on the roof. Do you think he's up there?
We don't know. I heard movement of some kind. It sounded like on the roof. We'll probably check now.
We're having quite a time trying to find a way into this building. Oh, here they have the man out on this side. Grab him now before he...
Let's see if he's got anybody else.
Oh, okay, Mary. The officers had to lift the man over the fence.
He must have got in through this side door after climbing this fence and locked the door in after him. I'd have bust the door open to get into the building to get at him while my partner had him covered.
Have you checked the building out completely yet for that other man?
Yes, we're checking it now.
You're checking it, but you haven't found anyone?
No.
Okay, we're going to keep it surrounded then until you get
that
through with your checking.
His alibi.
Could be, yeah.
He was alone.
Well, you might as well put this guy in a car until we make sure the building's clean. Well, it looks like there was only one man there. You were inside, weren't you, Coyote? What happened?
The other officers and ourselves were inside the building, and we checked the whole building out. Also, some storage sheds where they keep a lot of lumber. And nobody else was found, although the man that was apprehended stated that there was another person with him. They think that he was just using that as a dodge to get some of the blame off of himself.
More or less as an alibi, he said the man was connected with the business, didn't he?
I believe he did.
Sure had good coverage on that when you had deputy sheriffs and everybody in the area, didn't you?
Yes, sir, we did. There was a traffic car, one car from the sheriff's office, and about four city squad cars.
Tonight, you joined Unit 99 in a tour with Unit 7, a residential patrol car. Unit 7 is a member of a special platoon on duty from 7 p.m. to 3 a.m., hours we have found to be the busiest. These units are assigned generally to residential and outlying areas and divide districts with the regular platoons, which change watch at midnight. As a rule, new officers are assigned to the special platoon for training under the supervision of Sergeant Guthrie, and we have found it to be an excellent training course.
Well, that was a nice ride, Sergeant. Now we're back among the 415s.
Yeah, we get more calls downtown. That's the difference.
Unit 2.
The residential units are mostly patrol cars. They'll go
unit
all night
two.
Sometimes without a transmission.
Complete phone call.
Downtown units are principally call cars.
Beep off. Code 2. Check 2. Give me 907.
Is that P or T Street?
P, I think.
Incomplete phone call. That could be anything. Let's get on it.
Now,
give him
my honest
Thomas.
Opinion
yes.
Of what his singing sounds like. I told him it stunk.
Well, where do you work? Where do you act?
I'm not working now. I just moved here.
Where do
I
you
just
work?
Moved here from San Francisco.
Well, what's he doing in here tonight?
He just
did
now walked
did you
in.
You ask
here?
Him in?
No, darling. I just left his apartment because he kicked me out with a slap across the face. He come up here to my apartment. He gave me this and a kick in the chest.
Well, what'd you let him in for?
Because somebody knocked on my door and I answered, that's all.
What do you want us to do with him?
You know something, if he'll apologize to me and tell me that he'll never do it again and promise me, I mean this. You go ahead and smile, all four of you. Go right ahead and smile.
Why shouldn't we smile? You're
well,
the one
he's
that wants
smiling.
Him to promise. Do you think that he'd keep his promise?
Yes, but I just don't like this sort of treatment, you know that. And I don't think any woman would.
That's right. You shouldn't be beat around.
No.
No reason for it.
I have this where he kicked up my chest. He hit me here and then my chest.
Where do you... You say you're an ape and where
yes,
do you
work? Yes, I'm an ape and he's an ape.
Well, where do you work?
I worked at the Irisher in San Francisco. Is there anything cheap about
that?
I'm
an entertainer.
I worked right here in Sacramento. As a model. Entertainers.
How come you didn't finish the phone and telephone call when he comes?
I tried to. He was pushing the button.
I wouldn't let
her. Is that right?
Yes.
That's right, yes.
Are you gonna apologize to her so we can get out of here?
Yeah, I apologize. I'm
don't
sorry.
Don't touch me.
I'm sorry.
And I don't intend for you to get on your feet.
I'm sorry.
Don't be a neighbor right now, please.
I'm sorry.
You know something.
I told you that before they came here. I'm
you
sorry.
You did not. You went in front of four.
I told you I'm sorry.
May I have the floor, please?
Oh, you want to make me look like
now.
I'm scared.
No, you're not scared, and I'm not scared.
Yes,
either.
I am scared.
You may be, but I'm not. You may be the apron now, but
well,
I'm...
you're not scared, honey,
oh,
but
well,
I am.
All right, then I'm the apron right now.
Because I don't want to go through all this
I'm
stuff.
Not scared. You
well,
shut
I have
up while I talk.
Well,
let me tell you something now. You don't quiet it down, both of you.
Right.
There's somebody else in the apartment building who'll be complaining about it, and both of you is going
that's
to go to jail.
That's true. They complain to hear very well,
I can settle it now, and
leaving.
You can go down to your room, and
that's
she can
right.
behave herself, or
right.
we're going to do something about
look
it.
Look, I'll behave myself.
We can't stand here all night and listen to you people argue. That's all there
that's
is to
true.
It.
I know that. The only thing, I want him, but I don't want him to get on his knees and ape to me right here. I want him to apologize to me. Wait for you now.
The best thing to do would be to get him out of here and separate him out because
that's
going to go on.
No, I'll forgive him perfectly well.
You want to leave him, right?
You see, the only thing I want is him to apologize and not get on his knees.
She likes me.
How do you know she likes you?
Do
I?
How do you know?
Do I?
How long have you known her?
He's known me for 2 days. The ape, he moved in here for 2 days ago. Don't make remarks like that because I have no feelings for you.
I don't want
look
you to have
I want you to apologize
me,
for me, and after
I
leave,
did.
I
did. You wouldn't
here.
Lend me. I don't want you. I wouldn't have you, honey.
Well, baby, the feeling is mutual, but let me tell you something.
I wouldn't have you.
May I have the floor?
You're not worth me, because I feel
why don't you separate
him
and get this thing over with? It's going to go on all night.
You can go right ahead and talk, and you can go with them.
Good night. You come back.
This incident required little or no comment. Police officers have noticed that love sometimes becomes somewhat demonstrative, and frequently is punctuated with slaps and kicks. Apers, apparently, are actors, or performers of some kind, and these two bad actors were warned to quiet down or face the consequences.
This is Unit 99 in Sacramento, California. These on-the-scene tape recordings were provided by the Sacramento Police Department and were made on duty by Sergeant Bruce Guthrie in Unit 99. Your host is Chief James V. Hicks of the Sacramento Police Department. Unit 99 was directed by Tony Kester and came to you from Sacramento.
Unit 99 to KMA 907. Unit 99, 908 coming in. End of tour.
Check 99, KMA 907.
Unit 99 has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.